everyone. This is Gregory Plater. And I just want to take a few minutes to talk about a mother. Every year in the month of May, we celebrate what is called Mother's Day. But honestly, in my opinion, every day should be recognized as Mother's Day. Just out of curiosity, I looked up the word mother. And it is defined as a female parent, a woman in authority, or an old or elderly woman. Now, I respect that, but to me, a mother is more than that. So I wrote a poem called The Mother to express what a mother means to me. This poem is dedicated to my magnificent mother, Miss Carmen Cedar Patton, and every mother in this world, including the mother of my children, Ramona Plater, my aunt Sheila Plater, my spiritual mother, Deborah Miller, and my two beautiful daughters, Jamonica and Rachel Plater, who are also mothers. Again, this poem is called The Mother. I thank God for blessing us with mothers, those who know and show the real meaning of sticking closer than a brother. The bond between a mother and her child is formed way before she gives birth, and it's a bond that will last until they depart from this earth. A mother will love and care for her child, regardless of what others may think or even say, because she knows that she's the one who will form, mold, and shape that piece of clay. A mother will protect her child with everything she's got, even if all she has is a slingshot and a rock. A mother has been taught, so to her child she will teach to be himself and not like the child down the street. A mother will also teach her child about God and how on him you can depend. And other than mama, he's the only one you can call a friend. A mother will be there when everyone else is long gone, encouraging her child to never give up, but to keep pressing on. A mother will work when she's sick and tired, and also when she's tired and sick, because her child depends on her. So for that reason alone, she knows she can't quit. I'm talking about a mother, the one who will embarrass you in front of your friends and make you look crazy. But as soon as you do something good, she's the first to brag and say, "That's my baby." When it comes to a mother, it doesn't matter if it's for her son or for her daughter. She knows she's not one, but she doesn't mind stepping up and playing the role of a father. A mother does not care what time of day it is, nor even the amount of miles. If her baby's in trouble, she will find every way possible to get to her child. A mother's love can make a shack feel like a two-story brick home. And with that same love, a mother can care for and raise a child that's not even her own. Again, I'm talking about a mother, one of the most precious individuals on this earth. And there's not an appraiser in this world that can tell you what she's worth. So to my magnificent mother and all mothers, whether young or old, I salute you and may God bless your beautiful soul. Because being a mother is a special kind of role that can only be played by you, a mother.